trashy, a little too hardcore. But in my neck of the woods, I'm just the girl next door. Hey, I'm a redneck woman, I ain't no high-class broad. I'm just a product of my race, and I say, hey, y'all, Andy Hall. And I keep my Christmas lights on my front porch all year long. And I know all the words to every Tanya Tucker song. So here's to all my sisters out there keeping country. Let me get a big hell yeah from the redneck girls like me. Hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
I'm a redneck woman, I ain't no high class broad. I'm just a product of my race. From the redneck girl.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. SpaceX launching another Starship rocket, but it spun out of control and broke apart, falling back to Earth shortly after liftoff. President Trump set to pardon reality TV stars Todd and Julie Chrisley, who were sentenced to years in prison for defrauding banks out of tens of millions of dollars. A big change to CDC guidelines created during the pandemic. ABC senior Washington correspondent Rachel Scott with more.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is a noted vaccine skeptic, announced on social media that the CDC will no longer be recommending COVID-19 vaccines for healthy children or healthy pregnant women. Now, this catching doctors off guard because it did bypass the traditional CDC process that includes an independent review and also consulting with medical professionals.
Macy's department stores and says profits slipped in the first quarter and says more customers are cautious about the trade war. This is ABC News. There was a big rally on Tuesday at Harvard University as students and faculty spoke out about President Trump's actions, pulling millions in federal funding from the Ivy League school, and the move preventing Harvard from recruiting international students. The White House claims anti-Semitism is the reason why. Jewish student Jacob Miller, though, president of the Harvard Hillel organization, says that's a false narrative.
The administration's excuse for these policies that they somehow address anti-Semitism are so absurd. Let's be clear. This has nothing to do with combating anti-Semitism.
The Department of Homeland Security is demanding access to records of all foreign students at Harvard. A judge ruled late last night that a team from DOGE can now access a sensitive Treasury Department system that controls trillions of dollars in federal payments. It's a win for the Trump administration after a group of Democratic attorneys general sued to block access to the database. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Turtle Flambeau Flowage and Shrewd Lake Property Owners Association would like to request that when you pull your boat out at one of the landings and are draining your boat, please take a few moments to clean the debris from inside of your boat and the back of your truck. Much of the trash alongside our highways has blown out of boats or the beds of pickup trucks, so please make sure coolers are latched, closed, and secured, and empty cans, bottles, and other things of that nature are tossed into the trash or secured inside the vehicle. Your thoughtfulness when cleaning out your boats and trucks is very much appreciated. Wednesday, June 4th at 6 p.m., there's Foraging with Sam Thayer over in Rib Lake. You're invited to join Samuel Thayer, renowned author and forager and internationally recognized authority on edible wild plants, for a walk where he can show all the cool plants there are around Rib Lake. Be sure to mark your calendars, this opportunity may not come around again. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday, June 4th at 6 p.m. over at 645 Pearl Street in Rib Lake. Carbon monoxide can put your family at risk, even in the summer. Lisa Hale has more.
Dr. Benjamin Orozco is an emergency physician at Amplify by Gunderson Health and a medical toxicologist with the Minnesota Poison Control. He says while many people know of the things to look out for in the fall, in the spring and summer, there are also things to be aware of.
When you start working on your lawn equipment for the spring, if you're running a small engine inside a garage or in an enclosed space, that's a common cause of carbon monoxide poisoning.
He says bringing a carbon monoxide detector with you on vacation is a good idea.
When you're in VRBOs, Airbnbs, or vacation rentals, sometimes the owners aren't on top of changing those smoke alarms. I can say that I've seen it in my professional life as well as through personal connection where there have been poisonings of families who are in vacation rentals. So I actually travel with a small carbon monoxide detector to keep my family safe.
Carbon monoxide is called the silent killer for good reason.
The gas itself is colorless, odorless. You don't smell it or necessarily are aware you're being exposed. Sometimes when it's mixed with exhaust from other engines and things, you can smell all of that. But carbon monoxide itself, you may not actually get a warning. And that's why the detector is important.
If you suspect carbon monoxide poisoning, your first priority is to leave the area and get fresh air immediately. Then call 911 or go to the emergency room and explain your symptoms.
Headaches. Nausea, confusion are very common symptoms when exposed to carbon monoxide. And a big tip for that is the whole family kind of gets it at the same time. Pets sometimes will be overcome by it. And unfortunately, carbon monoxide is one of those things where children and the smaller bodies are the most susceptible to it.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Ever thought or Chevrolet of Minocqua? Trust and top-notch service aren't slogans. They're how they do business. Right now, get 0% financing for up to 48 months on all 2025 Chevy 1500 Silverados to qualified buyers. Military veterans, active duty, and reserve, you get an extra $750 appreciation cash. Paint on 2011 or newer Chevy and get up to $6,000 in total incentives on select 2025 1500 Silverados now through June 2nd. Visit MinocquaCars.com or stop by Marthaler Chevrolet, Highway 51 South, Minocqua.
A walk-off win for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bottom of the 10th. Score tied 1-1. The Brewers' Christian Yelich at the plate on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Fly ball to deep right! It is way back! First career walk-off home run for Yelich!
A 400-yard shot to center field. The Brewers winning 5-1 last night. Manager Pat Murphy.
He's been swinging the bat great. Yeah. Special night for him.
Christian Yelich, on what kind of a pitch did he see from the Red Sox Liam Hendricks?
You know, kind of just caught a slider, right? And a big win for us. You know, we battled the whole time, and great team win all around.
The series wrapping up today. College football. Former Badgers wide receiver Quincy Burroughs signed by Western Kentucky. NFL Packers OTAs continue in Green Bay without Jair Alexander or center Elgton Jenkins. Both players in talks to renegotiate their contracts with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Well, lots of local sports, and we'll cover more of this during Reality Radio a little bit later on the 8 o'clock hour, but Prentice and Lakeland Golf both winning regional championships yesterday. Phillips girls won the regional championship yesterday on their home track, and the Shawamigan boys won the regional championship yesterday also on the Phillips track. And in softball, Phillips wins yesterday at home, and Hurley comes to Park Falls and tops Shawamigan. We'll have more details on all that coming up during Reality Radio here in just a few moments.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm Studio. Results from the spring 2025 statewide conservation hearings are now available. I'll tell you where you can find these complete results on the DNR website when we return. But first, you fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish. Welcome back. Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources last week announced that the 2025 spring hearing questions and results are now available. Just more than 9,000 people responded to the 2025 spring hearing questionnaire, either in person on April 14th or online in mid-April. Questions included topics ranging from fishing bag limit changes to extending the fall turkey hunting season in specific zones. The full list of questions and results is available on the DNR website. Just go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search spring hearing results. These annual spring hearings are an opportunity for the public to provide input on a wide array of natural resources related proposed rule change questions presented by the DNR, plus advisory questions from the Conservation Congress. Public input received through the process is advisory to the State Natural Resources Board and DNR staff. Again, you can see the results at dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Spring Hearing Results. From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Northwoods
weather. It is going to be mostly cloudy today. We may catch a sprinkle or two at some point this afternoon with a high today in the low 70s. The wind will be northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to the mid-40s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and quite a bit warmer with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52. 98 Q Country.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro. When I was a boy, just about the 8th grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool. Giuseppe going to flunk a school. Boy, it making me sick. All the thing I gotta do. I can't get no kicks. I always got to follow rules. Boy, it making me sick. Just to make the lousy bucks. Got to feel like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter with you? Hey, gotta no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. That's my mom, I can remember. Big accordion solo. Ow! Play that thing. Really nice, really nice. But soon come a day, gonna be a bigger star. Then they make a TV shows and the movies. Get myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want to change a thing. Still a dance and a sing. I think about the mama, she used to say, what's the matter you? Hey, God, no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. What's the matter you? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face.
That's my mom.
Hello, everybody. That's out there on the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had the big hit the song in Italy with this? Shut up for your face. I sing this song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. But it's making me feel so good. You ought to learn this song, it's real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter you? You sing, hey. Then I sing it the rest. And then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up, you face. Okay, let's try it really bit. Uno, due, tre, quattro. What's the matter, you?
Hey!
Got no respect.
Hey!
What do you think you do?
Hey!
Why you look so sad?
Hey!
It's a not so bad.
Hey!
It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up, you face.
That's great. We can do the better this time, I bet. Hey!
What's the matter, you?
Hey!
Got no respect.
Hey!
It's a not so bad.
Hey!
It's a nicer place.
Hey!
Ah, shut up your face.
Okay, one.
And just like that, another edition of Reality Radio underway for the final Wednesday here, the month of May, May 28th of 2025. Joel here, and we've got a couple local guests coming in. Big G's going to come in and talk a little Fifield Lions, I think. Later on, we'll delve into in detail to some of our regional track results and honor our track athletes. And I think Darren Patterson, our Shawamigan AD, will join us at about 8:30. We'll quiz him on a little Brewer trivia, which we like to do each week. And we've got some Brewer tickets to give away with a keyword. Stay tuned for that. We'll pass that along to you in just a moment. Talk a little outdoors with Craig. Craig's in from Bader Sports Center. How are we doing, Craig?
We're doing good. Welcome to summer.
Yeah, a lot easier to drag our tuckuses out of bed this early in the morning and get going when it's a little warmer and sunny out, isn't
it? Yeah, this is much nicer.
Yeah, Craig's got a short-sleeved T-shirt on. You might be the first guest I've had this year with a short-sleeved T-shirt on.
Yeah, you got to do it sometime. Yeah, shorts are coming out soon.
All right, we've been warned. All right, we'll put on our sunglasses. Anytime us older guys put shorts on, I always tell people, put your sunglasses on. It's going to be ugly for a while.
Right.
We got a lot going on at Bader Sports Center. Everything getting cranked up here. Fishing. Let's start with that first of all. All the stuff for fishing, right?
All the stuff for fishing. We're getting some pretty good reports from people, especially the pan fishermen. Bluegills and the crappies are doing their annual thing. Perch pretty much done, but I'm hearing some pretty good perch reports. So that's always a good thing.
Okay. All right. So anything you need to make it happen, whether it's a live bait or the lures or whatever it might be, we got it at Bader's, right?
Right. We got some really lively minnows down there, lots of worms. So come on in, get your live bait, get out and get some fish.
All right. So everything you need, Bader Sports Center's got what it to make it happen, whether it's just a beginner, you know, that you need that beginning stuff, or the expert fisherman, right?
Right, and you know, with the tourists hitting the road again, we do have a lot of gear for the young fishermen, little kits that they can go sit on the dock and have a good time catching the bluegills and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So get on into Bainers, all your fishing stuff, whatever it may be. The boats are out there cruising around too. Speaking of fishing, all your boating accessories and all that stuff, a lot of stuff at Bader's are for that, right?
Right. In fact, Saturday when I was working, there was a group that came in looking for some tow ropes. They're going to put the tubes in the water and go for a ride. And
why not?
Man, that water's got to be a little chilly. So I don't know about that yet, but we do have that stuff for the boaters that come up here, want to drag their kids around on the tubes. We're ready for you.
That's always a lake should be warming up a little bit, even with the 70s and maybe 80 for Sunday. It takes a little bit for those lakes to warm up. But those youngsters, they don't care, right?
Yeah, no, it's flopper. No. We stick our toes in, and
yeah, and we're like, no, not gonna happen. Yeah. No, you're in the boat pulling them, feeling the mist, and be like, oh, this is cold, and they're flopping around on the water.
Yeah, well, I cringe every time they go in the water because that's got to be cold.
Yeah, exactly. So all the stuff to have some boating fun, life jackets or stuff like that too.
Life
right?
jackets, throwables. We do have some tubes down there. I've got some swim fins in for the kids if they want to go exploring along the shoreline. They can swim along. Got some goggles and the little masks that they put on.
All right. All the stuff for boating, fishing, camping too, for people who like to go out and camp or glamp or whatever you're doing out there, no matter how fancy, no matter how core or how hardcore or how fancy you want to go, right?
Right, exactly. I'm more into the glamping thing, if anything. So,
whatever you need, including the spray and the basic campfire stuff and all kinds of accessories, I'm sure, with that, right?
Oh, yeah. And speaking of sprays, the skeeters are back, so with the warm weather coming up, we do have a pretty good selection of thermocells down there, bug sprays, something to keep the unofficial Wisconsin state bird off of you.
Well, we knew it was coming because we did have kind of a wet spring there for a while, so we knew the hatch was gonna happen, and they're out there. So get yourself protected, not only for comfort wise, but also safety too. You don't want to be bitten too much by those mosquitoes because sometimes they can have some things they're carrying with them that aren't real good too.
Right. And speaking of diseases, the ticks are out. They're always a good carrier of diseases. So we do have permethrin spray that you can spray on your clothing. You don't want to spray it on your skin, but at least keep the ticks off your clothing, because they will get onto you once they get on your clothing.
Exactly. All right. So camping, boating, fishing, whatever you're doing, maybe you just like to hang out at home, but you like to go out in the woods and hike, do some hiking, whether it be just hiking down the back gravel road or through the woods, all the comfort level stuff, right? You got it?
Right. We've got a good selection of Danner hiking boots down there, some lacrosse hiking boots, all the good stuff. Keep your feet comfortable, keep you comfortable. And we do have, and unfortunately there's a lot of people that want to take a gun out in the woods because of the critters, which probably not the worst idea. So stop in and check out our selection of handguns, long guns. Few people coming in looking for getting their kids into the shooting sports. We've got a good selection of 22s and lots of 22 ammo, so we can get the little people off on the right foot.
Exactly.
For shooting.
Exactly. The hardcore hunters are always thinking hunting, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Prepping for bow hunting and deer hunting and all that stuff.
I think every guy that comes in the store, they either hit the gun rack or check out the ammo rack. So.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So it's the fishing season, boating, camping, hiking, itching season. It's all those seasons, right?
All those seasons. Welcome to summer in Wisconsin.
Welcome to summer in Wisconsin. And it's not even June 1st yet. I mean, it feels like we've kind of had a little bit of summer already, because we had a couple nice stretches in there.
Right. Then it turned cold again, like the old saying, if you don't like the weather in Wisconsin, wait a few minutes, it'll change.
Yeah, that's right. Wait 24, at least it's like 1 or 2 hours even. So whatever you need to make it happen here in the North Woods, you can get it all done there, even if you've got nothing. I mean, if you haven't fished in a while and you want to go out and try a little fishing, whether it be from the shore or somebody invited you to go on their pontoon, you can come on into Bader's and just get everything from the ground up, right?
Come on in, myself and our new bow tech. I haven't mentioned him yet. I'll talk about him for a few minutes.
Yeah.
We're both big into fishing, so come on in. We'll get you set up and get you out on the water. Hopefully you can be successful.
Yeah, we don't really talk about that too much, but when you have a bow, a crossbow and stuff, there is some maintenance involved with that, right?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And we've been fortunate enough to hire a new full-time person down there, Cody Mason. He's our bow tech. So I'm just encouraging people, get out and practice with your bow, check it over, or bring it in, have Cody check it out. If you need new string and cables on it, he can take care of that for you. We are a 10-point dealer, so we carry a good selection of strings, most of the parts that you need. So if your bow does need some work, or you just want it checked over, bring it in. We'll take care of that for you.
All right, all the fancy crossbows. And what if somebody has one of those old traditional style bows? I had one of those as a kid, you know. You know, just had the little curve on it with the string, and that was it. That's all I had. Any hardcore ones like that?
There's actually still a few out there looking for stuff. We can get strings for those. It takes about a week or so to get them, but we don't stock them, but we can get them for you. Again, don't wait till the last minute. Get your bows in, and we'll get them taken care of for you.
All right. Everything you need to enjoy the outdoors, whether you're walking through it, swimming through it, tromping through the mud, whatever it may be, Bader's has you covered. BadersSportsCenter.com. We encourage people to like the Facebook page, too, because you're always kind of, if you find something maybe that's a good deal or you need to make room for something, you'll put a sale out on it, right?
Absolutely. Kim does a real good job of keeping the posts up to date on what's going on in the store. So check that out. Every once in a while, we'll have a little surprise for people.
All right. Again, BaderSportsCenter.com or Bader Sports Center on Facebook, too. All the outdoor stuff you need at Bader Sports Center, right next to Pick and Save. Right on Highway 13 there in Phillips. All right. A little fishing today for you today, Craig? Or what are you doing? What are you doing today?
Actually, I got to go down to Wausau and pick up the girlfriend's car. So.
Okay. All right. Everybody got little duties to do.
My day is kind of spent.
Roll down the window a little bit. Pretend you're casting out the window. Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. Good to see you,
trolling.
Craig. trolling to Wausau. If you see a car trolling to Wausau, that's Craig. Yeah. All right. Very good. Thanks, Craig.
All right.
Craig down at Bader Sports Center joins us on the morning show here on Reality Radio to talk all things outdoors. We'll get to our birthdays in a moment and the news. Hang on.
The next time you buy a cart full of groceries, make that car payment, or write that big mortgage check, ask yourself, what would my family do if I wasn't there to buy those groceries, make that payment, or write that check?
If you didn't like the answer, ask a State Farm agent about life insurance and start getting some answers you will like. Welcome to that place where doing it for them meets doing it today. Get started by contacting State Farm agent Diana Skowinski, Highway 13, Park Falls.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Price Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Save big on everything for your next project at Menards. From hitches to ratchet straps and everything in between, we've got all your hauling needs covered. Tow smarter with a Tow Smart ball mount trailer hitch. It's built with durable steel construction that resists rust and corrosion. On sale now through June 1st. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Okay, so we got a couple of Brewer tickets we're giving away today via text to win. So shoot us the keyword crew, C-R-E-W, for a chance to win. We do a pair of tickets today, tomorrow, and Friday. We're kicking off our big Scotty text to win next week. So we're going to get our Brewer tickets out the door here and get them in your hands to use right now this week. So the pair of tickets we're giving away today are for a week from Friday, June 6th, when the Padres take on the Brewers at AmFam Field. Tomorrow's tickets will be for that same game. And then Friday's giveaway will be for Saturday's game. Saturday's 6:35 game. So today, tomorrow will be for Friday, June 6th, and then Saturday, June 7th, will be given away on Friday. You got that? There'll be a quiz later. So if you want to be eligible for the first pair of tickets we're giving away today, shoot us a keyword crew, C-R-E-W. Now, these are all digital tickets. You can't resell them, but you can forward them to somebody once we send them to you. If you have a friend or something down in Milwaukee or maybe a kid or something, you could use them. That's fine. You can do that. Just can't resell them. So C-R-E-W, crew, is your keyword for today. Get that texted to us sometime before midnight tonight. You do that through the Civic Media app. It is absolutely free to download the Civic Media app. Tap on 98Q Country, text, and you can shoot us that. And by the way, when you go into that Civic Media app, there's a new feature in there where you can actually send us an audio message. You can send us an audio message through the Civic Media app. Now, I have this, I should have had this ready to go here because somebody sent us an audio message a couple days ago, and I meant to air this, but I never got to it. Let's see if I can bring it up here. All right, let's do the news. We'll come back with the birthdays. I'll see if I can find it. But you can go into the Civic Media app, tap on, it says like a voice note or something, and you can actually send us a verbal message if you want to on there. Be nice. It's all through the Civic Media app. We'll get to our birthdays, anniversaries, and we'll do that after our twice an hour news and sports updates.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. SpaceX launching another Starship rocket, but it spun out of control and broke apart, falling back to Earth shortly after liftoff. President Trump set to pardon reality TV stars Todd and Julie Chrisley, who were sentenced to years in prison for defrauding banks out of tens of millions of dollars. A big change to CDC guidelines created during the pandemic. ABC senior Washington correspondent Rachel Scott with more.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is a noted vaccine skeptic, announced on social media that the CDC will no longer be recommending COVID-19 vaccines for healthy children or healthy pregnant women. Now, this catching doctors off guard because it did bypass the traditional CDC process that includes an independent review and also consulting with medical professionals.
Macy's department stores and says profits slipped in the first quarter and says more customers are cautious about the trade war. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain, who's at Northern Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has announced that the South 13 improvements within Park Falls will be starting during the week of June 30th. This project will go from North 5th Street to the Flambeau River Bridge. Work will include modifications of the two traffic light intersections, replacement of curb ramps that do not meet ADA requirements, replacement of the fixtures of the streetlights, a mill and overlay of the asphalt pavement, and new pavement markings. The first phase of the project will include traffic lights, curb ramps, and streetlight fixtures. The second phase of the project will include the mill and overlay. The mill and overlay phase is expected to take about 3 to 4 days on the main road, and an additional 2 to 3 days to tie in all the intersections. Work will be done with flagging operations, so no detour will be necessary. No work will be occurring during the 4th of July weekend, Flamborama weekend, and if necessary, Labor Day weekend. Please plan any travel accordingly. Friday, June 13th at 9 p.m., there's a family movie night under the stars over at Elk Lake Park in Phillips. This is free admission, and there will be concessions available for purchase. You're invited to bring the whole crew for a relaxing evening of community and entertainment hosted by the Victor Christian Center. There are no rain dates, so come early to claim your spot. Once again, this is taking place Friday, June 13th at 9 p.m. over at Elk Lake Park in Phillips. Allergy season is here. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more.
Allergy season has arrived. I'm sure you've already felt it. The sneezing, runny nose, itchy, watery eyes. And the main over-the-counter meds used to manage it are antihistamines or decongestants.
For our antihistamines, if you're having watery eyes, sneezing, or if you're having like a runny nose, antihistamines are the best medication to use for those symptoms. For decongestions, if you're having like a stuffy nose or nasal congestion, a decongestants will be a best choice for that. But if you are experiencing all symptoms, using both medications will have a complete relief.
That's Rebecca Tao, a pharmacy resident with Aspirus Health. She says seek medical attention if your symptoms are severe and persistent, and be mindful of potential drug interactions.
Especially to treat high blood pressure, or if you're taking sedative medications such as opioids or anti-anxiety medications or antidepressant medication, because taking these medications together can cause unwanted side effects, or it can also reduce the effectiveness of your prescription drugs.
And there are other ways besides pills, she says, you can use to reduce symptoms with lifestyle changes or having certain environmental strategies.
You'll want to wash your hands or face frequently, or take showers after you're outdoor. Use a purifier in the house, or just cleaning your house regularly can help reduce your allergy symptoms.
And research shows that allergies have only been getting worse with deteriorating air quality and warming temperatures.
This week's allergy forecast is expected to be low, but it will ramp up into the weekend. I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
All right, more sports to come here in a little bit, including a lot of track details on our regional track athletes from yesterday. But let's talk all things Shawamigan right now. Shawamigan High School Athletic Director Darren Patterson joining us. Morning, Darren.
Hey, good morning, Joel.
All right. Before we dig in, your baseball quiz for today to get the brain going. Now, this guy played with the Brewers starting in 1986. This card is a 1991 card. But I'll give you his impressive home run stats. From 86 through 90, he hit 33 home runs, 28, 23, 26, and 27. He had 148 home runs in a five-year span. 6'3", 225-pound outfielder.
Yeah, that's an easy one for me. His nickname was the Rooster, Rob Deer.
Yeah, Robert George Deer. He was the epitome of a power hitter in that generation, wasn't he?
He sure was. I think he would have probably fit better in today's game, actually.
Yeah.
The way the game is played now with kind of the free swinging ways and valiant home runs and stuff. But, yeah, he was something. Probably an underrated player from the field, too. He had a big arm in right field. was a nice player. I know a lot of Brewer fans really kind of took to him.
Yeah, left for the Tigers actually after the 90. After the 90 season and his stint with the Crew. Well, let's talk a little ball, but a little softball. We knew this was going to be a tough one, a 5 versus a 4 seed. Even though Shawamigan beat Hurley during the regular season, we kind of figured this was going to be a challenge for the girls last night.
Yeah, and I don't know what it is, and it doesn't matter if it's the boys or the girls. The Hurley school, their kids are just gamers. And what I mean by that is... you know, I've been here a while in this position, and it doesn't seem to matter what the sport is or what the gender is, but when there's a big game or big contest, Hurley kids just seem to always rise to the occasion. And I know that certainly had a lot of our attention going into the game, that they were a team that you couldn't take for lightly. And as you put it, even though we had beat them earlier in the year, and, you know, sometimes you just have to tip your cap, Joel. And, I mean, they came out and they really – hit the ball hard. They had a couple big innings there that was kind of the difference. And, you know, and then from our perspective of it, you start thinking about things, you know, like we had 3 seniors and, you know, they put a lot of time over the years of playing. And I'm referring to Reagan Huff and Anya Brenholt and then Lucy Cronin, who kind of joined in later in her career. I think she started her sophomore year. But there are a lot of innings played, and I know the girls would have liked to have gone a little bit further in the tournament, but I think once, you know, we kind of get a few days away from the game, I think it'll kind of settle in and everyone can be proud of their accomplishments as well.
Yeah. Oh, that last game of the season is always tough. We'll get back to the ball side, the baseball side. But a pretty good night last night for track, considering some of the struggles they've gone through this year, but we managed to put together a regional championship for the boys, right?
We did, yep, and it's a beautiful thing to say, 2025 regional champion. So certainly congratulations to our boys team, and, you know, obviously there's the team championship that comes with that, but from an individual perspective, too, we're sending 12 boys to sectionals on Friday, so we're very proud of that, too. And I think one of the neat things in talking to Coach Mary on the phone after the meet last night, he was explaining to me how all the boys and girls for like the last races of the meet, how they're all kind of lined up on the track and they're all kind of pushing, encouraging those last kids that were in their events to keep going. And, you know, I know a lot of people look at track and feel this maybe as an individual sport first, but that's not how we kind of run things here at Shawamigan. Yes, there's the individual component, but there's also the team part of it. And, for instance, in last night's meet, if you take first place as an individual, that's 10 team points for your team, and then the points kind of break down from, you know, first to eighth place, depending on how you face individually. So every point is crucial, and it was kind of neat to hear about the kids cheering one another on and encouraging one another, and every kid wanted that. So that was neat for the boys. And then on the girls' side, the girls are regional runner-ups. And there are 11 teams there from both the boys and girls. So for the girls to finish in second place, certainly a tip of the cap to them. And they're sending 11 girls to sectionals on Friday. So in total, we're going to send 23 kids to Colby on Friday. And we're really, really ecstatic about that, Joel.
Yeah, and some people don't think about the coaching aspect of a regional track meet like this, but I know Coach Mary and other coaches, you know, they do a lot of shuffling, a lot of, you know, trying to put relay teams together and maybe get some points out of events that maybe other teams don't either have a team for that event or maybe a team that's really strong. So there's a lot that goes into who does what events going into a meet like last night's, right?
No question about it, and that's probably, well, I'm going to be biased here because she's my mother, but they really have that down to a science. They do a really good job, and you're absolutely right. They just don't throw a kid or a group of kids in a relay together. Everything's calculated. It's analyzed. It's how we can maximize and balance out, you know, multiple factors. How do we balance out the team factor so we can get as many points and finish as high as we can, but also looking at the individual. And like, okay, how will this kid do in this event? Okay, they get out of regionals and go to sectional. So there's certainly a balance there of doing all that. But I know our coaches, they always look at the team angle first, and then they kind of drift their way down. And to be honest with you, when you kind of bring in that team component of it, I think it brings out the best as individuals too, and because then you got everyone rooting for you, and it's just not everyone out for their own.
Yeah, exactly. Well, congrats, and good luck to all the athletes in Colby coming up this weekend from all around the area. It was kind of nice to see, to have, because we've had our regional split a lot of times in the past years where Phillips went one way and Shawamigan went another way. It was kind of nice to have Prentice, Rib Lake, Butternut, Shawamigan, Phillips all at that one regional. That hasn't been a common thing in past years.
No, I guess you could say it certainly had a true Northern Wisconsin flair to it in that aspect of, you know, a lot of the teams you mentioned are from our own conference, and then you trickle in some of the other schools kind of around us. Yeah, it was certainly a neat meet, and glad that we finished well at it.
All right, Shawamigan baseball will begin tournament run tomorrow. They've got a 12 seed Unity coming to take on Coach Herps and the boys. And, of course, there's a lot of potential here because when you have strong pitching, you got a good opportunity. But it won't be easy for Coach Herps and the boys, but I think they're pretty optimistic going into this tournament play, aren't they?
Yeah, and they should be. You know, they finished 12-11 on the regular season. We had our last tune-up game last night against Lakeland, and my understanding, I was down at the softball game last night because we hosted it. So my attention was kind of over there, so I missed a lot of the baseball game, but my understanding is we had a one-run lead going into the last inning, and then Lakeland kind of hung us up for six or seven runs to kind of win going away. But we're excited about tomorrow night. It's a 5-12 seeded game. I'm sure Unity's going to come ready to play ball, so we'll have to match that. But you know, you alluded to, we have some good starting pitching, and as long as we're throwing strikes and we're making some plays behind them, if we can come up with a few timely hits, usually that's enough for our kids to win. I want everyone to know that game time is 5:00 tomorrow. So we'd like to get as many fans as we can get there. And if we're fortunate enough to pull out the victory there, we then would play next Tuesday against the winner of Northwestern Phillips. So we'd certainly like to keep extending our year and see how far the boys can take it.
All right, Armstrong Field tomorrow, good place to be. All right, Mr. Patterson, thank you so much for the information. I got one more for you if you have a second here before I let you go. This guy, an outfielder for the Milwaukee Brewers, and again, the time frame I have here is a 1990 card. Let me get you a little bit of information. He played from 85 to 90. What information can I give you that would not give it away? His favorite activities are dancing and bowling away from baseball. And if you get it from there, Darren, I'll be really impressed. But he was an outfielder, not a big star with the Brewers. He only played, he had 300 at-bats in 1989. And what else can I give you that might give it away here?
Throws. I think I already know it, but.
Uh-oh. If you get this is impressive. Who you got?
Well, I'm leaning towards Glenn Braggs, who was traded in the middle of the 1990 season for a big redhead from the Reds named Ron Robinson. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
That's not right, but that would have been amazing if you'd have done it. The guy's from California. A lot of stolen bases. He stole 20 bases.
Mike Felder,
there we go. All right, I should have got the stolen base part in there for you. There you go. That would have given it away. That's still very impressive. That's very limited information to get that. So, Darren, thank you so much. We'll talk to you next Wednesday, hopefully, okay?
Hey, I'm still thinking about Ed Romero from last week.
You've done well. Thank you, Mr. Patterson. Appreciate it. Banging his head against the wall because he couldn't get Ed Romero. I love it. Our Shawamigan High School AD, Darren Patterson. Always enjoy visiting with him. It's 8:45. Birthdays. Hold on. We'll get to a couple of those. Let's get a sports update right now for Mr. Clemens.
A walk-off win for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bottom of the 10th. Score tied 1-1. The Brewers' Christian Yelich at the plate on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Fly ball to deep right! It is way back! And out of here! First career walk-off home run for Yelich!
a 400-yard shot to center field. The Brewers winning 5-1 last night. Manager Pat Murphy.
He's been swinging the bat great. Yeah. Special night for him.
Christian Yelich on what kind of a pitch did he see from the Red Sox Liam Hendricks.
You know, kind of just caught a slider, right? And a big win for us. You know, we battled the whole time and great team win all around.
The series wrapping up today. College football. Former Badgers wide receiver Quincy Burroughs signed by Western Kentucky. NFL Packers OTAs continue in Green Bay without Jair Alexander or center Elton Jenkins. Both players in talks to renegotiate their contracts with Sports on Mike Clemens.
All right. Let's take a moment to dig into some of our track results from the regional yesterday and honor some of our area athletes. Now, if you finish in the top four, you're automatically going to sectionals in Colby on Friday. So let's talk about girls long jump, where apprentices Kayla Gillette finished in first place with a jump of 4 feet 10. Riblake's Maddie Rademacher finished in second, and both of those will advance on. Mercer's Riley Sarnio finished just out of it in fifth, and Phelan Larson finished in fifth place also. For Shawamigan, Sydney Button finished in ninth place. In the girls' long jump, it was Mellon's Kylie Schutte going 15 feet 4.5 inches to take the regional championship. Winter's Naima Burt finished in second, and Phillips' Layla Staroba finished in fourth. So congratulations to all those. Rhiannon Swanson finished just out of it in fifth place. And Phillips, Chloe Esterholm in sixth, Shawamigan's Cadence McEwen in seventh. So a lot of long jumpers. There were 19 total in that event. In the boys' pole vault, it was Shawamigan's Winter Edberg finishing in fourth place. And he will advance on. Nate Nichols, a freshman, finished in fifth, just missed advancing on to the sectionals. In other action, hang on. I'm going to get to more here, but my computer just decided it wanted to go somewhere else. Hold on. We'll get more track results coming up in just a moment here on 98Q Reality Radio.
The next time you buy a cart full of groceries, make that car payment, or write that big mortgage check, ask yourself, what would my family do if I wasn't there to buy those groceries, make that payment, or write that check? If you didn't like the answer, ask a State Farm agent about life insurance and start getting some answers you will like. Welcome to that place where doing it for them meets doing it today. Get started by contacting State Farm agent Diana Skowinski, Highway 13, Park Falls.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family. Learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Price Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
All right, let's get back to some more results here. I said something weird happened on my computer where a virus popped up. I don't know what happened there. So let's get into boys' discus, where Greg Morgan is a regional champion for Shawamigan. He tossed a discus 129.7, I believe, was his final toss. So congratulations to Mr. Morgan. We had Brody Janicek of Phillips in third, and Sean Morgan of Shawamigan, the freshman, finished in fourth, all four advancing on to sectionals. Shawamigan's Ian Schlayer just missed as he finished in sixth place, and Phillips' Xander Moore finished in eighth place, just out of advancing on. The girls' high jump, we mentioned Kayla Gillette advancing on. We mentioned that, and also we mentioned that. So the boys' pole vault, we had Winter Edeberg. We mentioned that. He advanced on. Apologize for the duplicate. The shot put, girls' shot put. Mercer's Eileen Sheneman, what a family tradition that Sheneman family has in Mercer for shot and disc. And she advances on, winning the girls' shot put, a toss of 33 feet 9 inches. And Mercer's Anya Brandenburg also qualifies as she finishes in fourth. Ava Malesius of Mercer just missed out, finishing in fifth, as did Prentice's Lauren Geiger, finishing in sixth for the girls' shot put at the regional in Phillips yesterday. The boys' triple jump, congratulations to Jonathan Parker. He's a regional champ, went just over 36 feet to take it. Prentice's Logan Geiger second to advance on, and Mercer's Dylan Eith in fourth. Riblake's Riley Johnson in third also to advance on. Jaden Oscar just missed, as did Zachary Robert in the triple jump. Let's see, the 4x8 relay team of Phillips is headed off to sectionals. We've got Addie Gabe and Ruby McCormick and Tana Henderson, Sarah Knack, and Leah Harper, all a member of that team. Shawamigan finished in second. We had Maddie Herbst on there, Claire Young, Haley Bodo, and Mallory Smith, and Caden McEwen, all on that team. Prentice third, Hurley fourth, all will advance on, top four go. The girls' 100-meter hurdles, Phillips' J.C. Pomeroy second to advance on. Riblake's Emma Tlusty finished in first to win it. Hannah Gladson, Apprentice, in third, advancing on. Kaylee Ware, Apprentice, in fourth. And it was Adrina Damro of Shawamigan finishing in fifth, just out of advancing. The 110-meter hurdles for the boys, we had Shawamigan's Winter Edberg finishing in fourth to advance on, just ahead of teammate Eugene Burkett, who finished in fifth, just out of advancing. The girls' 100-meter dash, always a very popular event with, I believe, 18 girls in this. And Mellon's Kylie Schutte wins it, a regional champ. Phillips' Kiana Zierer in second to advance on. And Phillips' Caitlin Kurth in fourth. Just out of it was Butternut's Isabel Przybylski. She finished in fifth place. And Shawamigan's Phelan Larson finished in eighth place. And the girls' 100 meter dash final. That was actually what I just mentioned there, I think, was, let's see, that was the girls' 100 meter dash and another girls' 100 meter. Okay, so Mellon's Kylie Schutte advancing on. The boys' 100 meter dash advancing on was Will Krause with a second place finish. Mellon's Gus Joseph in third, and Phillips' Garrett Lamy in fourth, all advancing on. Grady Dennis, Butternut finished in sixth, just out of advancing. The boys' 1,600-meter run yesterday down in Phillips. Riblake, very strong. We had Truman Smith and Connor Higfill finishing in first and second to advance on. Phillips' Nick Pesco finished in third. He advances on to Colby on Friday. And Matthew Hertreiter finished in fourth. And Spencer Henney, just out of it, finished in fifth place for Phillips. The girls' 4x2 relay team of Butternut is going on. They won the regional championship. That way, Anna Schleyer, Isabel Przybylski, Allie Luloff, and Caitlin Bebo, all on that team. Congratulations to the Butternut girls' 4x2 relay team. Regional champs. Phillips finished in second, Shawamigan in third, and Mercer in fourth, so they all will advance on. The boys' 4x2 relay team of Shawamigan, a regional champ, Jaden Oscar, Will Krause, along with Cooper Mikulski and Jared Heckendorf. They are confident they are regional champs. Phillips finished in second with Garrett Lamy, Logan Sokolowski, Finn McCardle, love that first name, James Vollendorf, and Christian Benson, along with Jonathan Parker, all on that team. So they all advance on. A girls' 400-meter dash, another very popular event with 11 participants, and Mercer's Kaylee Powers, regional champ, to advance on. Prentice's Kylie Orison finished in fourth to advance. Caitlin Pesco just out of the top four in fifth place for Phillips and sixth place for Mallory Smith of Shawamigan. The boys' 400-meter, Again, 12 participants in this, and we had Hurley taking the top three spots with Phillips. Trayvon Crystal finishing in fourth, so Trayvon will advance on. Shawamigan's Austin Hoffman just out of it as he finished in sixth place. And the girls' 4x1 relay, always a fast-moving, fun event. It was Hurley taking it. Mercer coming in second with Jenny Kopotic and Riley Sarnio, Anya Brandenburg, Sophie Figler, Kaylee Powers, and Emma Galloway, all a part of that team for Mercer. Phillips in third, Washburn fourth, all advancing on. And the boys' 4x1 relay, we had Shawamigan advancing on with a team of Winter Edberg, Eugene Burchett, along with Nate Nichols, Noah Siegman, Bentley Jorgensen, and Norson Rodriguez, all a part of that 4x1 relay team for Shawamigan. Mellon took third to advance on, and Washburn came in fourth. We'll have more results and honoring. We take this time every year to honor our track athletes because we don't talk a lot about them during the regular season. Lots of rainouts, lots of stuff moving around. So we'll talk more about the regionals and some of those results coming up in just a little bit here at 8:56 on Reality Radio.
Save big on everything for your next project at Menards. From hitches to ratchet straps and everything in between, we've got all your hauling needs covered. Tow smarter with a Tow Smart Ball Mount Trailer Hitch. It's built with durable steel construction that resists rust and corrosion. On sale now through June 1st. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Kids and seniors, Courts wants to see you at American Family Field. On select weekday home games, kids 14 and under and seniors 60 plus can save 50% on tickets. Following the game, seniors may stroll along the outfield warning track. Visit brewers.com/kidsandseniors to learn more. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Jen's Butternut Cafe proudly congratulates the Butternut High School class of 2025. Your dedication, resilience, and achievements have brought you to a well-earned moment of celebration. As you step into whatever comes next, college, career, or new adventures, know your community is proud. And when you need a good meal, Jen's delivers. And who are we kidding? The food's not just okay, it's delicious. Choose from hearty breakfast, tasty lunches and dinners, plus awesome daily specials. Open daily at 6 a.m. on Highway 13 in beautiful Butternut, Wisconsin.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Kids and seniors, Courts wants to see you at American Family Field. On select weekday home games, kids 14 and under and seniors 60 plus can save 50% on tickets. Following the game, seniors may stroll along the outfield warning track. Visit brewers.com/kidsandseniors to learn more. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code AIRPORT25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Visit your local independent CarQuest Auto Parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at CarQuest.com.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Wisconsin is turning 177 years old, and you are invited to celebrate. Thursday, May 29th, the Republican Party of Price County will be celebrating with a potluck picnic at Elk Lake Park Pavilion. Social hour will begin at 4, with food service beginning at 5. Invited guest speakers include Senator Jesse James, Congressman Tom